So how do you negotiate? How does one in a position of weakness negotiate? With power? With threats? I mean, if you were holding all the cards, I understand it. But if you weren't holding all the cards, they don't. Welcome back to the Rent Network, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Solomon. He is Stuart Brisgell. Join us today as once again we dive into a raw, unfiltered issues about spanning about the news, pop culture, politics, and so much more. We discuss on a regular basis in an unedited, unfiltered format the absurdities of today, diving into society's deepest, seedest issues. We're here to keep it real because we talk about the topics that you know you're not going to hear from your regular friends at the media. So here we go, another edition of the Rant Network. So folks, I got to tell you, when I watch, whether it's Fox News, CNN, God help me, MSNBC, BBC, CBC, a lot of these networks, both sides, right and left, the one commonality is that majority of the time, we blame Israel for everything that went wrong. 100 people were killed when a convoy of aid enters into Gaza, and the first comment was Israel killed 100 people. It was false. It was proven wrong. We saw this with the hospital. We saw this. The media's inkling is to blame Israel for all that went wrong. And so when it comes up to a ceasefire in Gaza, since day one, and I'm amazed it took a couple of days, but it happened, that Israel, right off the bat, on October the 7th, Israel was attacked, 1,200 people killed, a couple hundred kidnapped. We know the stories. The UN releases its report about raping women. That will leave for another rant for another day. But the funny thing is that they were calling for a ceasefire on October the 8th. The protesters started October 8th. Israel hadn't fired a shot. Here we are today, 150 days into this, 5 months into this horrific scenario. And Israel is being threatened by the world community to have a ceasefire on any conditions. But Stuart, you know what those conditions are that Hamas wants. And if you were right now Israel, would you say yes? Stuart, what are some of those conditions?
You know, it comes down as a 13-point demand. The first demand is the cessation, and I'll get into that definition later, of hostilities a week in advance before the start of any deal. So, I mean, David, let's understand what that means. That means let's stop now, right? That's what it says. Number two, an explicit declaration by Israel to fully withdraw from Gaza Strip that includes an international commitment to guarantee the withdrawal.
Okay, so the first condition is Israel has to withdraw no matter what. That's the first condition.
Yep.
Interesting. Go on, please.
All right. Now, here's the third one, which I think is just absolutely mind-boggling because it gives you the definition. The cessation of hostilities in Gaza. That's not a humanitarian reprieve. That definition is end of the war. So Israel's got to announce it's giving up. Mm-hmm. Number four on this hit list, freedom. Okay, so the Hamas is asking for freedom to move in the strip that will allow the displaced to return to their homes throughout the strip without any conditions or restrictions.
Now, sounds nice.
You know, it sounds really nice, but without restrictions, right? Let's get deeper. From the first day of the deal to introduce humanitarian aid throughout the entire strip without dividing the strip into security districts.
Well, hold on. So in other words, Israel has to let anybody pass through, terrorist or no terrorist, close a blind eye. I love it. This is, I think this is working so well for Israel. Stuart,
no checks or balances, correct?
Oh, no checks or lovely. What else, Stuart?
We're not even halfway through, almost. Hamas and the resistance organizations will submit a list of those are expected to be released up to 48 hours before the deal is carried out.
Hold on. Israel is to provide a list.
Hamas
of to
and
release?
The resistance organization will submit a list of those are expected to release in 48 hours before it's carried out.
There's no conditions on who they should release. It's just we decide who we want to give up and a number of people we want to give up.
Let me finish. There will be no preliminary list of the number of Israeli hostages and bodies since the data collection operation requires time after ceasefire.
Hmm. Okay.
You like that, eh?
Oh, this is exciting. I think Israel should just take this deal blindly. This is great. Anything else?
Number 7. Hamas requests the release of prisoners in the first phase, with the first 160 being the senior ranked, the most nemesis, mass murdering kind. And those who have been in prison for a long time. For example, they're asking for Marwan Barghouti, Ahmed Sadat, Abdullah Barghouti, Ibrahim Hamid, and Abbas El-Assad. Now, you should Google some of those names. David, you should Google some of those names.
Well, I know some of these names because you're talking about, I mean, just it's like saying, let's release Charles Manson. Let's release Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, this is basically what Hamas is asking for. And I think Israel should do it blindly. I think it's lovely. Stuart, we're halfway through our rant, halfway through the list. What else we got?
Number 8, the rest of the terrorists who will be released will be in accordance to their seniority and the number of years they've spent imprisoned in Israel and the size of the sentence imposed on them in a verdict, regardless of the place of residency or nationality, meaning whether they're from Gaza, West Bank, Israel, or anywhere. Let's go on to number 9. The same applies to terrorists imprisoned in Israel, regardless of punishment they received or the place of their residence. So let's let go all the terrorists from all over the world. Let's go. Number 10. The same applies to the sick terrorists regarding their punishment and their identity. So, you know, I'm glad they put in they want some sick terrorists released. Then they come in at number 11. The same goes for terrorists that are older than the age of 60. Okay, now they're starting to see some compassion from these guys, David. Let's get to number 12. The same goes for the terrorists under the age of 18 without any association or punishment according to international law, which means they're not to be punished. And, and then hang on. Number 13. After the completion of the first part, the second phase will begin, which includes a ceasefire and Israel's withdrawal from the strip and openings of all of the crossings for entry and aid to rebuild the strip without Israel's control of the strip. Now, hang on. The last is a kicker. Here's the ultimatum. Without meeting these conditions, there will be no transition to any other phase that include the return of bodies of the dead.
So here's what you've listed, and I think this is fascinating to see the world, and it's biased. And why I brought up the UN women's, the whole thing about the UN and the women, the rape, whatever, is they had a press conference. And the United Nations admitted finally that there was rape, that there was. They did their investigation, took 5 months, and the journalists only wanted to know why the UN was siding with Israel. It was such a hateful, hateful, hateful press conference. It was so anti-Israel. And so here you go. Now you understand why. Why is the world not aware of this list? I mean, this is the deal with the devil. You know, you sit here and I ask, if you don't hold all the cards, how can you negotiate? Hamas thinks it holds all the cards. This is the insanity. Hamas thinks it's going to win the war. Hamas thinks that they've beaten Israel, that they've embarrassed her on the front, on the global stage, that they've hurt. Yeah, would you take this deal? You know, folks, I'd love to have those comments. Would you take this deal? I mean, listen, there are families right now. There are 130 families that are right now. It's unbelievable. The Bibas family, for example, a baby of a year old. I mean, for God's sakes, would you do anything to return, anything to return your child, right? And the journalists are focusing, Stuart, on the protests in Israel that they want to return the hostages at any cost. But Israel giving up right here, right now, under these conditions, imagine Israel said yes to these conditions.
Well, David, you're forgetting. It's number 12 on the list. I mean, kids under the age of 18 are considered kids. That made number 12 on their list. And then the kicker is, the real kicker, the elderly were number 11. So let's talk about the difference between Israel and Hamas. Yeah, Hamas wants all of the warriors back. Israel wants all the children and women back. You know, look at the differences in this society, megalomaniac world.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the age old comment that we've heard is that when the Arabs love their children as much as we do, we would have peace.
That's an old age adage.
Absolutely. And it's proven again. Listen, the reality is Hamas, and I love it. The dictating of this conditions are coming from Qatar, right? Where the leadership of Hamas is sitting in Qatar. And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how the attitude is when it comes up to that. All right. All they want is they're sitting in Qatar. Their so-called civilians are getting bombed. I mean, if you're going to use that, if you're watching me right, if you're listening right now and you're not watching me, I'm putting air quotes here because this is, you know, the eccentricism that goes on here. But Israel, it's incredible how Hamas doesn't care for its civilians. They want terrorists. Imagine this is what they want back. Terrorists, the worst terrorists of possible, because then they can celebrate them in the streets and then they could do all these kinds of things. But the media is going to ignore this. And the media continues to blame Israel for this war. Media continues to blame Israel for everything that's gone wrong. And here's another example. This will be rejected by Israel flat. Because you notice one thing, Stuart, they won't do anything until this is met. So the 134 hostages that are still there, you know, what about the reparation payments to the families that were, you know, violated? What about the villages that were destroyed? Who's going to pay for that? You know, Germany after World War II, Stuart, had to pay serious reparation payments. Japan, serious reparation payments for what they did. Hamas is going to get away scot-free again?
You know, David, this is the beauty. It's bizarre. That's just it, David. This is the Twilight Zone in the 21st century.
It's not the Twilight Zone. It's unadulterated anti-Semitism. It's unadulterated. The left wants to control the left here, the journalists, the left-wing politicians, the all that. You know, if you were today, if you were, you know, I saw the Financial Times put in, you know, say that if Israel will not agree to Joe Biden's advice, then America should not supply Israel with arms. I mean, if you were the United States, would you take this deal? I don't know.
I just want to know, and I'm going to close with this. The United States is demanding that Israel stop this war. Mm-hmm. Where's the demand of Vladimir Putin? Where was the demand of the U.S. government when 3,000 people got gassed, children, women, in Syria? Where was the United States? I mean, listen, this is really the most hypocrite. I mean, we've done this and talked about this so many times. The hypocrisy in this U.S. government is insane. rules for me, but not for thee, is the motto of our network. Is
no, actually, it's not rules for me and not for thee. It's actually, it's what benefits me is what's important to me, and that is the getting the vote. And while
that was good, David.
Our friend Rashida Tlaib is threatening to lose Michigan. You know, you have to shift and pivot and all this kind of stuff. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's it for today at the Rant Network, folks. We hope you found something out of this dialogue, because this is the key. This is what people do not know, and people are ignoring the facts. And this comes straight out of the Israeli government, by the way, which was released the other day. So we're back here on Friday. We broadcast every noon Eastern. You hear us unedited, unfiltered. We take one shot. We don't go back and change a thing. So sometimes it comes out clean and sometimes it does not. Engage us on social media, folks. We're all over the place. Share your perspectives. We love your comments. We've gotten some really interesting comments lately on our YouTube and Facebook channels. We're also on the web at www.therantnetwork.com. Subscribe, folks. Subscribe. We generally love your feedback. And until Friday, keep on ranting.